Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The scene is a familiar one. St. Paul is standing before the Areopagus, the council of the inhabitants, of the citizens of Athens. They have asked him to speak to them, and he gives them his famous sermon, the text of which is the unknown God. And he shows to them that there is one God, the Creator, who is sufficient unto himself. There is one human race, for all should seek the Lord, for we are his offspring. There is one judgment. Up to this time, God had overlooked the idolatry of the children of Israel, but now Christ has come. Christ has lived the perfect life, has atoned for the sins of the entire world, has died, was buried, descended into hell to prove his victory to Satan and all of his evil angels, and ascended into heaven. Now God will pronounce judgment. And he says there will be one day of salvation. It comes by the man who has been ordained to judge the world in righteousness, the man by whom he has appointed. And Paul does not mention the name. He is piquing their interest, their question. But the cause for this sermon, the basis for it, was what was wrong at Athens. And what was wrong at Athens pertains also to today. It is what's wrong with our world, with our nation, with our cities, even with ourselves. And what was wrong? First of all, he mentioned this resurrection from the dead, and the citizens of Athens did not want to hear him anymore. He was coming along with something that was far on for their thinking, and they didn't like the different, the unusual, something that didn't match with their rational understanding. And so they had gods. Gods and altars all over the place. Pausanias says it is almost easier to find a god in Athens than to find a citizen. But they did not have the real God, the one God. They did not realize that he rules in their lives. They had learning, tremendous learning, tremendous art, but they had no truth. Everything that they dealt with was ephemeral, was worldly, would not last throughout the ages. And so the result of their problems was that they had great art, but no faith. To them, everything was Greek, that is Athenian or Greek, or if it was non-Greek, they had a word for it, barbarian. They didn't want to see it. They thought it was beneath them. They had no peace. They were constantly living in the fear of eternity. They were not living sub species aeternis. They were living for the day, for the immediate future. And when it came to death, they were so afraid of it and so disdainful of it that they evolved the idea that man is, the soul is simply annihilated at the end of death. the end of life, and that death really doesn't affect you. You don't even feel it. You don't even know it anymore. And so they had great art, but they really had no peace, no understanding of reality. They had great pride, but no faith. They were proud to be Athenians, to live in a democracy, but they were the very few. The resident aliens had no rights, had no rent franchise, and of course there were many, many slaves. But even though they had great pride in what they had around them and what they thought they had accomplished and what was theirs, they had no faith and therefore no hope. What could they look forward to? Well, they had some sort of vague ideas sometimes that either the soul would be destroyed or that it would enter into a cyclical kind of a relationship and they would go either to the Elysian Fields or to their equivalent of hell where they would spend 10,000 years and then they would come back again and be rewarded for whatever kind of life they lived. And it was a constant cycle, but no real hope, no real confidence in the future. Though they had great pride, but no faith. And these are the same sort of faults we have today. We too have great learning. We have a tremendous knowledge, tremendous store of knowledge, tremendous exchange of knowledge. Our technology has never been surpassed. But what will technology do for us? It helps us through today, maybe tomorrow, but for us, we have the faith, the realization that there is a God who has atoned for our sins, removed from the whole picture everything that separates us from God, and has guaranteed us life eternal with Him, where there is no pain, no sorrow, and everything is perfect the way God originally created man in the Garden of Eden. And we will return to this. And this is our great hope, our great consolation. And so Paul, standing before the Athenians, could tell them what was wrong at Athens. And we see what is wrong today. This, therefore, is not only a great assurance that we have that those wrongs will be met, but also the great challenge, for we have the answer. We have the God who is known, and we can present it to the world, to whom God is an unknown God. Amen.